Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Chris Mack with you on a Sunday morning until 9 o'clock. A lot of stuff to talk about this morning. A lot of stuff to unpack. I'm sorry, we will not hashtag stick to sports, as sports and society inextricably linked at this point with everything that's happened over the last few days. I began the show, though, by saying we will talk sports specific in a couple of pockets. Jesse Marshall at 8:40 will talk about hockey, although I know, also knowing Jesse is a man, that he'll have some thoughts on everything. Cale Berger, our Pitt football pre- and post-game host, will join me in a little more than 15 minutes to talk Pitt actually getting back to football. June 8th, their facility is supposed to start to open in a phased way. So we will talk about that as well. But very important conversations to be had this morning as well with folks like Jesse Washington, senior writer for ESPN's The Undefeated. He'll join me at 8 o'clock, and joined now by my good friend Josh Taylor, who usually hosts in this time slot the Sunday Morning Grind. Thanks for taking a few minutes very early this morning, Josh. How you doing?
Good to talk to you, Chris, as always. Doing okay. I'm trying to make all this stuff make sense, but at the same time, you try to keep putting one foot in front of the other.
Yeah, and that's, you know, I started this morning by saying you've got to look for the points of light, the moments of hope out there, things like David Morehouse running outside to save a cameraman being attacked by rioters. Is one thing that gives you hope. There are moments of hope out there, but then I also wonder, Josh, am I being naive and am I being too optimistic to believe that we can move forward in a positive manner given everything that's happened? Or is there reason to have hope, and is there reason to believe that we can find a right way to make things, to actually affect some sort of change?
I don't think you're wrong. I kind of feel the same way, and I should say this before we even move further. You mentioned David Morehouse to save a cameraman. I got to give a shout out to Ian Smith, one of my colleagues at KDKA, who was involved with a lot yesterday. And he had a post about how he was in an altercation and banged up a bit, but he's okay. And also Paul Martino, one of my really respected colleagues on the air side, as far as an anchor and reporter, who was also out there yesterday and was checked into the hospital with chest pains. Hopefully both of those men are okay. Both men whom I respect greatly as coworkers and as journalists. So I'm hoping they're doing well this morning. But to answer your question, I think there is always reason to have hope. But here's the thing that I look at, that maybe if there's nothing else, maybe seems like a shift or a turning point for me. When you look at the protests, not just here in Pittsburgh, all over the country, the thing that sticks out to me is that there are a lot of different looking faces in those groups. You're not talking about just one subset of people. You're not just talking about one group of people or just one race of people. You're talking about people who all look different and come from different walks of life. If there's one thing that gives you hope, it might be that, because I don't know the last time I looked and saw that there was that much of a difference there. There was that much of a collective there. And that is one thing that gives me hope. It makes me believe that more and more people are paying attention, and more people are seeing what they're seeing, and more people are feeling some kind of way about it. And if there's anything that has to change, is that more people have to see and notice and be able to put a foot down and say, okay, this is too much, this is enough, something has to change. So I think the fact that a lot more of a differing group of people are starting to come together and speak out and have things to say about it. I think that's what turned the tide for me.
Josh Taylor with us here on a Sunday morning on 93.7 The Fan. This is a question that I want to ask Jesse Washington in a couple minutes when we have him on, but I want to ask you as well. As I mentioned, it's hard to stick to sports on a morning like this because sports and society are inextricably linked. You see some of the protests in Atlanta, for example, being led by members, not just members of the NBA, but vice presidents of the NBA Players Association. You see athletes lending their voice, but more importantly, their presence. In the past, we've seen fans push back against the idea, the notion of athletes being activists. No greater display of that than Colin Kaepernick. But as and understanding that Kaepernick is a completely separate situation, and I don't want to get derailed on Kaepernick specifically, but I'm curious what your thoughts are on how fans will handle the increased social activism from athletes going forward, because it's clear that it's not going to stop and that it may be louder than ever before, and it's also coming at a time where as sports start to filter their way back into our lives on a daily basis, which will happen over the next couple of months, more than ever we'll probably hear that old stale cry of stick to sports, but at no time has it ever been greater for athletes, more important for athletes to provide that societal impact and that voice, that perspective.
Yeah, and for people who have that feeling, I would invite them to Google three names in particular. I'd have them Google Sterling Brown from the Milwaukee Bucks. I'd have them Google Thabo Sefolosha, and I'd have them Google, of all people, especially this one, I'd have them Google James Blake, the tennis player, because these are three players who are athletes who I think at one point intended to stick to sports. And you know what happened? They were all involved in altercations with police where they were all unarmed, and they were all assaulted physically and probably unjustly. And Thabo Sefolosha broke a leg and ended up suing the NYPD. James Blake was accosted by an unidentified police officer in plain clothes outside a hotel in New York while waiting for a cab to go to the U.S. Open to play tennis, and was accosted by an officer. And he had the opportunity to take the NYPD to court. He said, you know what, let's not do that. Let's make this a teachable moment. Let's not make this about, you know, punishing or pointing fingers. And that guy pretty much went off unpunished. Like, they took away, like, personal time or something like that. And that was pretty much the most of it. And it's like we learned nothing. So if people want athletes to stick to sports, go talk to James Blake. Go talk to Thabo Sefolosha. Go talk to Sterling Brown. And then here's another one for a more local flair. If you need something to maybe bring you back around, you want to talk about 20 years ago when a relative of a Pittsburgh Steelers player was killed by a police mm-hmm. officer? You want to have that discussion? Let's go have that discussion too if you want to. If you really want athletes to stick to sports, let's talk to the guys who are directly affected by it. Because my thing is, my observation, those are the guys that we tend to hear from the least in these situations. If you want to have that conversation and see how well athletes stick to sports, go talk to those guys because they're personally affected by it. Now, me, am I personally affected by it yet? No. Thankfully, I'm not. But here's the thing. I got five nephews. I have five nephews and a niece. I don't have children of my own yet, but I have five nephews that I care about dearly as if they were my own sons. One of them is my godson, my oldest nephew, 8. He'll be 12 in August. I imagine at one point, my brother, and probably me too, will have to have a conversation with him to say, hey, you're almost getting to a point where you need to learn how to deal with people in the world. But more specifically, he's going to have a conversation with us about how he needs to deal with police if he's ever encountered. And it's not even just about the things that you should know growing up as a young man, but things that could save his life. And you'd say in theory that you probably shouldn't have that discussion, but the truth of the matter is, I'm going to have that discussion with my nephews, just like every other man in my position, whether they're an athlete or not, is going to have that discussion with their children or their nephews and grandsons as well.
Josh Taylor usually hosts a Sunday morning grind in this time slot here on 93.7 The Fan. He's with me here. I'm Chris Mack. It is 93.7 The Fan. And impossible to stick to sports at a time like this and on a morning like this. But just briefly, Josh, activism-related question, a question that doesn't involve George Floyd or Breonna Taylor or Ahmaud Arbery for just a moment. As you sit and watch leagues and sports attempt to get back to action this summer. What gives you hope that specifically we'll get those big sports back and that it will actually happen this summer and that we'll all be looking around in a couple months, hopefully with eyes unclouded by everything that's happened. I guess not unclouded, but not unjustly clouded by everything that's happened. Watching athletes get back out on the court, on the ice, on the field, whatever it may be, and we'll actually get that later this summer. What gives you that hope?
I think I've had to turn my attention towards the fall sports. It's not that I'm completely writing off baseball or hockey or the NBA at this point as far as finishing or baseball's case even starting that season, but I'm looking more towards football. I'm looking more towards college football and seeing the measures that they're taking and see what they're gearing up to do, because at least you wonder if they'll be able to start everything on time from that aspect, because I'm wondering just when the cutoff point is, we're really willing to pull the plug as far as MLB is concerned. NHL, you hear a lot of the progress being made there, and you're wondering, like, okay, just try to do this 2014 playoff thing. We'll see where it goes. But I think the thing that sticks out for me is seeing where the NFL and college football are moving toward. Like you mentioned, you were talking about how the facilities are going to start opening up for college football. Pitts is going to open up soon. That's something you look at and say, okay, maybe we're moving in the right direction. I think that's the starting point for me, because if I can see that those sports are maybe on track to start on time and those seasons may be open on time, whether they play in front of fans or not is probably something that we determine later. But if we can see some kind of progress towards those things moving in the right direction, then maybe I'm feeling a little bit better.
Josh, thanks for jumping on this morning, early on a Sunday morning, for adding a little perspective to everyone's point of view. As always, I love catching up with you, man. I hope you continue to do well.
Always, man. You too. I appreciate you.